again, everyone, and welcome to Addicted to Drama, a fun wrestling podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Kate.
And the person not sitting...
That sounded so weird.
You need to be a little... I think you need to use your big boy voice little more.
My big boy voice. I am Kate.
All right. Hopefully that...
Did that pick up?
Who knows? Who can tell? Who can ever tell in this crazy mixed up world? Yeah, this is a fun wrestling podcast. And this is our second official episode. Mm-hmm. What you haven't had a chance to hear yet, probably by the time you hear this, is our actual first episode, which had a ton of recording problems. There's some kind of weird glitchiness in the recording kind of just all throughout, or not all throughout, but just enough to make it where I was not happy with it, but we're still going to put it up because there's some fun stuff you can still hear in there. It'll be up on the Patreon, patreon.com/thechrishaley. Maybe we'll put it on the regular feed. I don't know, but it'll just be kind of like a bonus thing, but it's a whole thing. It's where we got into all of our introduction stuff. But anyway, this is a fun wrestling podcast. And I don't know if we completely covered it in the last episode because I think we just had so much to talk about. But I do want to sort of reiterate what my sort of hopes and ideas and dreams for this podcast continue to be. Mm-hmm. So I just want this to be a fun kind of journey for both for us talking about wrestling and both. I want this to be a podcast for people that already love wrestling and for people who maybe don't quite understand why anyone loves wrestling. Kate just started watching wrestling like a week ago, two weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I've been watching wrestling my whole life. And so hopefully on this, you'll come on this journey with us to learn more about wrestling. Kate's been, how are you feeling about your wrestling? Where are you in your walk with wrestling this week?
I think me and wrestling are holding hands right now.
Okay.
We're, it's getting a little serious.
But you haven't ordered any t-shirts yet.
No, I haven't. I was thinking you were going to get me one as
well,
a gift.
Well, I tried. And
did you?
Yes, because I asked you, what size t-shirt do you
wear?
And you said, I don't know, and ran off.
Yeah, that sounds like me.
Yep. They had a really cool one that I was like, I bet you anything Kate would like this one. And it was on mega clearance.
Oh man.
Yeah.
And
it was, now it is not. I was trying.
You should have just guessed and I would have worn it either way.
Well, there you go. But so that's kind of the point of this, I hope, is to take people on this trip with us to kind of learn more about like why wrestling is fun and why sometimes it is the best thing ever and why sometimes it is the absolute dirt worst. But there's lots of good stuff going on with wrestling right now. And it's like a really exciting time. We actually had a question on Twitter that I'm going to answer right now. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And I forget who asked, I guess I could look real quick.
Yeah. You're allowed to look at your phone for the next 2 minutes.
hurry. I got to find it.
Oh, jeez.
I'm trying to find it. Oh, no. All right. Jim Lind for Pope asked us, is this going to be a strictly WWE podcast or will it delve into AEW and others? I answered him on Twitter just to go ahead and let him know, but I'll say here on the pod as well. We definitely do want to talk about AEW and NXT as well, not just like main roster WWE. But there's a lot of hours of wrestling a week, and it's a lot to try to keep up with. And we both have got a pretty full-time gig working together. And even though we do get to watch wrestling at work occasionally, and we've been trying to angle for it that way, sometimes these darn people
just always want our attention,
need our service. The worst. No, but it's very cool that we have that freedom to have it on at least.
Yeah.
But they do seem to pick the most inopportune times.
God, like today.
Like today.
I just wanted to watch Ricochet and this couple came up and had all these questions and I had to help them. I don't know why.
I don't know why either. Frankly, we shouldn't have to. No, that's not true. No. We should help. It's good to, in case anyone's listening.
Just goofing.
It was always at times where it was like, okay, you didn't come up while Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler were talking, but then right at the finish of the Ricochet match, you want to come up and ask questions. Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Very cool. Very cool. Heard. Anyway, so that's kind of the deal with the show. That's where we're at. Hopefully by this, at this point, you've heard our first official episode, which was the Heck in a Sec episode. I've watched the first two episodes of AEW Dynamite and really enjoyed both of them. But we just haven't had time to sort of, we've already had a lot of wrestling to contend with talking about.
You do keep bringing it up to me though.
I do. And saying, I want you to get to see it because I think it's good and fun and a totally different take. And I kind of wonder, maybe it would be, I don't know if it's like the kind of thing where like, maybe it would be better to get you like more fully into sort of familiar with WWE first. And so it's a bigger contrast, mm-hmm. like where you're already really familiar with WWE and then jump into AEW. Or maybe it's good to just kind of have them going while the place is haunted. if you guys hear any spooky sounds and then someone finds this recording and we've disappeared, that was the first of the EVPs. for people that watch Ghost Bros. Anyway, let's talk about this week's stuff. Last week on Friday, the first things first that I want to talk about. Last week on Friday started the WWE draft.
Yeah.
Which was, I'm going to try to not swear about it, but oh my God, this draft just really, I was beside myself with wanting to yell about this draft because this draft is such utter bull. And like, okay, you look at the first round, and I'm gonna run down the first round of the first night of the draft.
Yeah.
You've got the first overall draft pick. Raw gets first pick, first round, Becky Lynch. Fantastic.
Amazing.
That's great. The second pick, first round, by SmackDown, Roman Reigns. And you go, okay, sure. That's a guy that's got, you know, he's a big star, but you go, you don't want to pick the guy that's the Universal Champion? Seth Rollins? No? Okay. You don't want to pick Brock Lesnar, who is the WWE Champion? No, just going to pick Roman Reigns. Third pick from Raw is the OC, which is Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson and AJ Styles. And you go, yeah, okay, those guys are pretty good, but you don't want to pick who has the championship, your Raw tag team champions. You don't want to pick them. You don't want to pick the New Day, a team who has been much more successful over the last several years than the OC. Like as it goes further and further in this draft, and then they picked SmackDown picked Bray Wyatt. You go, sure, okay, not Brock Lesnar, not your champion, not Seth Rollins, who's the other champion.
Yeah.
This is the point I'm making mm-hmm. over and over with these draft. It's like they were trying to make this draft feel like a really big deal, legit thing because they had that she rolled her eyes. It was like they were trying so hard to make it feel like a big deal because they were having like the people from Fox
the
Sports.
People.
Yeah, the network executives watching from the war room.
I was like, no.
And it's like these picks are absolutely ridiculous. Like, no offense to any of the people that got picked early on, but it's like to me, this just that completely broke the reality of them trying to make this seem like a real thing mm-hmm. was because they picked. Now look, I love Ricochet, but the idea that Raw picked him over Seth Rollins, who is their Universal Champion, makes no sense. And then they picked Bobby Lashley over Seth Rollins. Then they picked Natalya over Seth Rollins. SmackDown and Raw both picked Lacey Evans. Lacey Evans got picked for the draft before Brock Lesnar. Okay? Natalya got picked before Brock Lesnar. Like, this is madness. That heavy machinery got picked before the New Day. Look, I get it. I get that this is a pretend TV show and not a real draft. And they want to save some of the big names for on Monday night.
Right.
But don't try to make this seem like a real.
Yeah. It's like they were trying to bolster their. I don't want to swear because I don't want you to have to edit more. They were trying to like bolster these picks with, oh, this is really legit because we have a war room and we have network execs and we have blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. That it's just making me want to like pull my hair out. That Lacey Evans got picked before Bailey.
Yeah.
Like that Lacey Evans got picked before Charlotte Flair. That Lacey Evans, who is a complete rookie and not a, I mean, sorry to any Lacey stans, but like she's not very good.
No.
And that she got picked before Seth Rollins, Brock Lesnar, Charlotte Flair, The New Day, Andrade, Daniel Bryan, the Kabuki Warriors, Rusev, Bayley, Aleister Black, Shinsuke Nakamura. Like, this is
what
madness. It's madness. And it's just, it's like, wow, you guys completely ruined the idea of this seeming like a legitimate draft. You should have just gone like, hey, we're just going to randomly pull people.
Right.
Like, I nothing makes this look more fake and ridiculous than the fact that, like, some of these people got picked, that Jinder Mahal got picked before Samoa Joe or The Miz or Rey Mysterio. It's madness. Absolute madness. So this draft is trash and I hate it and it's stupid.
Like, end of podcast.
End of podcast. Yeah. That's all that, just getting that sort of vitriol out of my system after having to hold it for several days really does make me feel a lot better now.
Good.
And that's my main thing with the draft. You had something you wanted to say. I feel like you were talking about, you made a note about something.
I did. We already talked about it.
We did. Oh, with the war room?
Yeah, it was the war room. Yeah. That was.
Also, if someone can confirm or deny for certain for us that they were using the same footage of the war rooms.
We were thinking they recycled that footage because it was like the same reaction, the same excited reactions, and the same bummed out reactions.
I saw the Fox football man, football robot man, which, why is he there?
Like,
I saw him hug the same guy. I feel like definitely saw him hug the same guy.
Times.
Yeah, several times. And also that there was this one guy's laptop open that they kept showing that had the same Peacock screensaver going on it. And I was just like, are they really just using the same footage from Friday night? Which I would not be surprised. But if anyone can like definitely confirm or deny that for us, that would be wonderful.
We need y'all to do some sleuthing.
We can't handle all of this.
We can't do it all.
So that was my big thing I wanted to get through on the draft. And now that it's out of the way, I feel like I can breathe a little bit better. It's just that made me so mad. And it's like, to contrast with AEW, where
that sounded weird. You usually don't say it like that.
AEW?
Yeah.
AEW. What did I say?
AEW is what you normally say.
AEW?
But you said
AEW, All Elite Wrestling. to contrast with All Elite Wrestling, which I know you haven't seen any of yet, but I sent you some over the weekend. I sent you some screenshots like while I was watching it.
Oh, yeah.
And I sent you one that just showed as some people were walking out to the ring, and it had their stats listed next to their name, where it's like, oh, the wins and losses are going to actually matter. And that's the thing they've said, but the idea that it's like that does actually matter to your standings in the company is a real nice change of pace, and also makes you go, that makes you able, and we talked about this some on the last episode, but it's like wrestling doesn't have to have the same like rules of reality that we have in our normal reality,
mm-hmm.
but it's like, it has to have some kind of logic we can follow.
Right.
And this draft follows no logic other than, oh, you wanted to name some big names on Friday night, then you wanted to save a bunch for Monday night. Cause otherwise why would people tune in to see the draft when it's all just the leftovers.
Right.
But that's not how drafts work.
No.
Okay. So like in the baseball draft?
Yeah, I don't really watch the baseball draft in like, but I do fantasy drafts. So okay. It's like kind of similar. It's just like, I think the way that this was done was the lady, her last name was McMahon.
Stephanie McMahon.
I don't know who she was.
Yeah. She's Vince's daughter.
Okay, I figured. I was like, please don't tell me this is his wife or something. I was like, because anyway, she was the brand ambassador.
Uh-huh.
That's what it said on as her title.
Well, it said chief brand officer.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Is that not what I said?
You said brand ambassador.
See, whatever. Same thing. Same thing.
Sorry, we're on island time.
We're
wasting away again in Pepsaritaville.
Oh, man. So she came out with her little piece of paper, and it didn't seem like you were saying earlier that it was supposed to be like live, that the picks were being made like as we were watching.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, I didn't get that at all. I got that this lady had like a piece of paper and she was just reading her little lines, what she was supposed to say, like whatever.
Now this person, now this person.
And this person's going to SmackDown. Okay, cool.
It seemed like on Friday night, it was a little bit more like you had the Fox executives and whatever watching and all those people in the war room and then the USA people. And it was like the networks were making the picks.
Yeah, it kind of did seem that way.
And not the people in charge of WWE.
Yeah.
Like, but then tonight it was just like, Stephanie's going to read them. I mean, and maybe, I don't know. That was just how it seemed on Friday. I mean, maybe I wasn't watching as closely on Friday.
I think I was watching more closely on Friday and I got that same vibe.
Well, there you go. Maybe.
Whatever. Anyway, it was just it was just kind of like a bizarre thing to watch for me because I was like, okay, one, I can't tell who's making these picks. Is this lady just deciding? Is she just reading a paper that someone else has written for her? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then I was like, they went to the war room and I was like, okay, these are just actors. Like, what is happening? And why is this like football man here? Like,
the Fox Sports robot football man.
Football man. And then they were doing
That thing has a name too.
Yeah, we don't watch football.
We don't watch football.
Unless we have to. But then they had all these things too where it was like they were cutting to like famous people talking about it. Like I can't even remember one of the ones that I saw, but there was one.
At one point, Al Roker.
Oh, yeah. Al Roker.
Was talking about it. Yeah,
like I'm not sure.
I was flabbergasted.
WWE bizarre.
Seems like it's always so desperate for like mainstream like media approval.
Yeah, like legitimacy.
Yeah, like there's something, if we have someone from the Today Show talk on here, that shows that we're a real thing. We're something people, and it's like it always just kind of comes off as feeling, for some reason, it makes it feel more fake to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's getting into a whole other thing, but.
But there were matches in between the picks.
Yes, that's true.
Do you have any opinions on
that? Oh, sure. Let's run through that. So, the first match of the night to determine which brand was going to get the first pick was Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair. That was tonight.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be Becky versus Sasha, but Sasha still got a broken butt, apparently. So she couldn't, they had to pull her from the match and substitute Charlotte, which is a great substitution. And the two of them definitely had quite a match,
mm-hmm.
had a really good, like right out of the gate, just beating the hell out of each other match.
Yeah.
And, that's a great way to start your show.
Yeah, it was good.
Instead of 20 minutes of people talking about what's going to happen in the night. Like, start it with something exciting. You have Becky Lynch come out first thing. And, okay, this is a good start. When Raw started and they, like, showed some recaps from some stuff with the draft and everything. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, Becky's TitanTron thing came on and I was like, look.
Yeah.
Because you were doing something and I was like, look.
Look, look, look.
And just said the man great big. Yeah, and it was like, oh, okay, this is off to a good start. And and she came out there and kind of said, like, here's what's like, she said a little bit about what's going on, but then she wasn't talking for 20 minutes. It was like almost immediately then Charlotte came out to get the match started, mm-hmm. which awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
And then they had a great match and Becky won, to give Raw the first pick.
Yeah.
And they picked Seth.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, but I'm sorry. I'm still just so hung up on how dumb this draft was because of it. I'm trying to let it go, guys. I'm trying to let go and let that energy out. But man, it's so frustrating when you see like a company that you're trying to invest your time and your brain power and your heart power,
your pod power
into to watch them just making these boneheaded mistakes. Oh, what I was going to ask you though, is like with the baseball draft or like any other sports draft, it all just happens.
Yeah.
Like it's one
night.
And
it seems like really fast paced. It's like, there's a timer going with like, okay, you like select, you have this long to select your thing. And like, you know, the people, like a lot of times I've seen like in football drafts, especially like, or no, in basketball. That's the one I was thinking of. They like the players actually go out there, they dress up, they bring their mom and dad. Like,
yeah,
they like shake hands with whoever the big dude is.
Yeah, the commissioner.
Like, yeah. And it's like, that would bring so much more legitimacy to it if it was like, oh my God, all the superstars are here. Like, they're maybe not going to like wrestle tonight, but they're like with their husband or wife or whatever. And
yeah,
like, we actually see them being like put on either side, Raw or SmackDown.
Right.
Like, that.
So one year during the draft when it was not done like this, mm-hmm. Usually in the past, I feel like it's only ever been one night. Now, once again, I could be wrong. Oh, and speaking of something where I'm like, as far as I remember, I do have a correction from our last episode. On the last episode, I said that as far as I could remember, that was the first time the cage for Hell in a Cell had been all red. Turns out that is not the case. It's just apparently the other times did not leave an impression on me. They've definitely done it a few other times.
Okay.
Well,
that's like the smallest thing you could have.
Yeah. Everything else though was exactly right.
And word perfect.
Word perfect. No mess em ups. But one year when they were having it, they had the people down at the performance center at NXT, like all of the NXT roster was down there watching the draft.
See, yeah. That even like, if you could even cut into like, I don't know, anything but that war room, having to see that same thing over and over, celebration or like, oh, I'm so bummed. Like if they could cut to, they don't even have to have like the wrestlers there. They could just have like cut to them being like excited of which team they were drafted
where they were
to,
going
or
to.
Like anything. Like,
but it also, I feel like it sort of speaks to the fact that a little bit, I mean, maybe in the future, The shows still seem way too similar right now for it to seem like it matters. It's like, I'm either wrestling on Monday night or Friday night. Who cares? But this one they did where they had the whole roster of NXT is at the Performance Center and they're all just lined up in chairs with like a big TV screen there and they're watching the draft live as it's happening on Raw. And like, they're all just sort of in like their regular clothes and stuff. And it was like, they're going like, oh, okay, Randy Orton has been drafted to SmackDown or whatever, you know, and then it's like all of a sudden they go like, I wish I could remember for sure, like some of the people, but it was like I'm just going to do some make 'em ups. But I think this might have been one of them was like, Alexa Bliss is drafted to Raw. And like all of the NXT people that got drafted didn't know. And so it's like their reactions were real, genuine reactions. And it was like, it's like, oh, I'm getting called up from the minor leagues.
Right. Yeah. Like, why don't they do that?
And they were like so excited. People were so excited. And the people around them were excited for them.
Yeah,
and it was like, it was so real. And it was just so real that you couldn't help but feel like swept up in it, you know, and go like, oh, man. And that feels a million times more real and like able for you to invest your emotions in it than having a bunch of people you've never seen before that are supposedly network people from Fox going, oh boy. Right. And one of the guys in a suit that some person from Fox or whatever has got his face painted like the Ultimate Warrior. And it's like, this more seems like you're making a joke out of it, not yeah. that you're taking it really, really seriously. I don't know.
Yeah. Ugh. And then they just like flashed up the like headshot of the person who was drafted and like did three quick facts about them. And then it just felt kind of, I don't know.
Except for the people that they didn't they have did, any facts about.
They just
about.
Put their name bigger, which I love. I was like, who's this person? I don't know. Just put their name bigger.
And then, so I think the next match was the Viking Raiders versus Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode for the, I guess, for the Raw Tag Team Championship. And if this seemed familiar to you, it's because they had this exact same match last week. It just wasn't for the titles, but because they beat them last week, then they got to fight them again this week for the titles.
How does that work?
Yeah. it's like, oh, if you beat the champions, then you get to fight the champions. Doesn't it make more sense? Wouldn't you think it would be more exciting and sort of make more sense if instead of going like, oh, if you beat the champions, then you get to fight the champions again for the championship. Wouldn't it be like way more exciting if you go, oh, these guys have really been beating a lot of other teams for, they've been beating all the other tag teams. And it's like, they've basically beaten everybody else. And the only people that are left are the champions. And so now they've earned by beating all these other teams, mm-hmm. they've earned the chance to fight them. But when you see them do it twice in a row, it completely, even though they won tonight, and it's like, well, why am I surprised? They beat them last week. Why couldn't they do it this week? Like, oh, are the other guys suddenly going to get way better because now the titles are on the line?
I don't know.
Yeah. But that sometimes that is what happens. It's like, oh, but then they couldn't win. It's just WWE has this horrible problem of showing us the same match over and over and like expecting you to get excited about seeing the same people wrestle each other again and again. Mm-hmm. Like on AEW, now I'm very self-conscious Sorry. About how I said it. On AEW last week, Darby Allin and Jimmy Havoc had a match to determine who would get to fight Chris Jericho this week. And Chris Jericho didn't have anything to do with the match. He didn't come out and interfere with it. The two of them just had, he didn't come out and like yell at one of them or, you know, do something or like the two of them just had a match and then one of them won. And then that one gets to go fight Chris Jericho this week.
Simple.
Like it gets so monotonous. I mean, you can have two people or two teams have a series of matches and it can be really, really compelling if you do it in the right way, but just going, okay, they had a 10-minute match on Monday and won. So now they're going to have another 10-minute match on next Monday.
I mean, it was kind of boring last week anyway. So, I mean, no offense. But
I mean, I think on the episode last week, we were just kind of like, yeah, who cares?
All right. Yeah.
It just was kind of there. And like and the Viking Raiders are, they're fine. And I like Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode. Fine. I mean, everyone is perfectly cromulent at their jobs, but it's there was no real point to it. There was no story to it other than these guys fought and now they're going to fight again.
Do it again.
And that's like a real thing. It's stuff like that I get worried about with you watching this, where you're just going to start going like, oh.
Well, no, because I mean, like there's plenty of stuff.
But then I remember that baseball has 162 games and like.
Yeah. But like, I'm always going to have the ones that I like better than the other ones to look forward to.
Yeah, of course. Well, and like sometimes there's people who it's like you could watch them wrestle a million times and it's just like they're so good at what they do that it's like, okay, yeah, I'll watch a Daniel Bryan match. Sure thing. Then after that, we had Aleister Black versus Eric Young. And an Eric Young I almost did not recognize because he has gotten a complete it already happened a while ago where he looks different now. Not important. There was never any question that he was going to get destroyed by Aleister Black. This wasn't your first time seeing Aleister Black's entrance and everything, though. Was it or was it?
No, I don't remember seeing him like raised up like that before.
Yeah, like a real spooky guy.
Yeah, but I do remember one time when I had like no idea what wrestling was. Well, I knew what it was. That's dumb. But like, I didn't have any idea what was going on. But we were at work one time, and you rewinded his thing and
his
paused
entrance.
It. Yeah, his entrance, and paused it, and we're like, "Listen to this. You got to hear this song." And like, turned his entrance music on, and I was like, "All right, that's pretty cool."
His entrance and music are both very cool to me.
Well, because you know I like the spooky stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and he's a real spook 'em up guy, and yeah, he came in. I do like this new. I think the move that he has won both of his last two matches with is this submission, like behind the back sort of submission chokehold. It looks awkward, but it's seems to be pretty effective. Mm-hmm. But also he pulled off some real, it was a short match, but like you missed his last match, the entirety of his last match because yeah.
I missed some of this one too because I was helping a customer.
But he won it in very convincing fashion, authoritative fashion, and pulled off some real cool stuff and looking like he's getting real swole. So that's fun to see. Just, it's like, ah, oh, he's getting even more intimidating looking. It's just, man. What's your take on him?
I like him. He's cool. He's spooky and he's got two face tattoos. So, yeah. I wouldn't really mess with him myself. I don't know why I said that. It's not like I'm going to.
Let's talk about which wrestlers you would mess with yourself.
I don't know. I don't want to like make a public declaration.
No, let's hear it. What wrestlers are you trying to fight? Decry it publicly here and now.
I don't even know. I don't know. None of them.
Okay.
Not until I start my wrestle training.
Wrestle training. Okay. All right. Which will, of course, keep you up to date on how that goes once that starts.
Yeah, it's going to definitely be like a Patreon thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You're real into the Patreon now? And in case you missed it on the last one, we are trying to get 5 more Patreon pals in the month of October to unlock Kate watching the most famous Hell in a Cell match of all time, Undertaker versus Mankind. So hopefully that'll happen. Yeah, it was very cool. Yeah, I like when he did his like sort of yoga sit down, his like meditation pose.
So crazy.
Yeah, you were like, what is he doing?
And the other guy just looked like so scared. I mean, it was pretty like jarring just to see a dude like.
A dude you're in the middle of a fight with.
Just sit down.
Just all of a sudden
stare at you.
Pop a squat right there in the crisscross applesauce right there in the middle of the ring and not move, not even hop up when you start to charge him.
Nope.
That'd be real intimidating.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this guy's not scared of me at all.
No.
I'd probably leave.
Like, well.
Well, I know how this is going to go. But yes, of course, Aleister Black won. And then Ricochet got to come out and have a match versus Shelton Benjamin.
I hate that name.
It's not good.
No.
Sorry,
offense
Shelton
to
Benjamin.
Any Sheltons.
Shelton Benjamin is an incredible athlete, and he's been around for a while. I don't think you'd ever seen him before.
That was my first time.
He's been in and out of WWE over the last however long. Maybe in and out's not the right way to say it, but he was in and then he left. Then he came back. So maybe not like, maybe in it. Oh, look, whatever. The point is, he's been back for a minute. And I think his last kind of thing he had going on was he was in a tag team with Chad Gable, a.k.a. Shorty Gable.
Yeah. Ugh. Shorty.
Can Vince McMahon just, like, that's the kind of stuff that I'm sure, like, is hilarious.
To him,
yeah. I've heard a story. And I'm sure like everybody that's like wrestling fans have probably all also heard this story, but there's a story that like the funniest thing in the world to Vince McMahon is someone getting pushed into a pool, like in their clothes.
Oh no.
Like that's the absolute funniest thing in the world.
You would have loved that.
When we pushed Jake in.
When we pushed Jake in.
When we tricked Jake into
He still brings that up like once a week to me. He's like, I wouldn't have this Velcro wallet if it weren't for, and I'm like, shut up. Anyway.
Look, you're the one that was standing right next to the pool. You had to know what was going to happen.
I got his phone. Don't worry.
Yeah. We snuck his phone away from him in clever subterfuge fashion. We were very sneaky.
That's not what you were trying to say.
Subterfuge?
No.
What am I trying to say?
Isn't that like a, I don't know what you're trying to say.
Subterfuge? That's a word.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
But I don't know if that's what that means.
It's when you do something with craftiness and stealth and guile.
Is it?
Look it up.
All right.
Look it up, Scotty. Look it up. She's on, all right, she's on Instagram. That's not where you look things up. Okay, that's Crossy Road.
All right, it says.
There's no way you already typed
I started typing it and then it popped up.
Okay.
It says.
It did not look like she had typed it. It looks like she's making this up now because she's also really holding the phone away from me.
I don't want you to see it. It says, deceit used in order to achieve one's goal.
Wow. So it meant exactly what I thought it meant.
Exactly what you said. So
all right.
1 point for you. -1 for
everybody,
me.
Please keep up with our points. At the end of the season, we'll know who has the best record. Someone
that
can
could
do
be
the
fun,
stats.
Except for now I don't want to do that anymore.
So Ricochet and Shelton Benjamin had a match. Again, it was like a pretty quick sort of didn't seem to be much point to it match other than just here's two guys fighting for no real reason.
Looked cool though.
Ricochet looked great. And Shelton Benjamin is a great guy to go against him because they are both like really athletic and can do cool things in the ring, but not much to talk about with it because it was really just a pretty quick match. Ricochet looked cool. Shelton Benjamin lost. I mean, what else is there to say? Not much.
Nothing.
Then there was another in this continuing saga of Lana and Bobby Lashley in various hotels.
And hotel bars.
This last time it looked like they were at least in a hotel room that they were trying to pretend was Lana and Rusev's bedroom. This week, they were like, it literally looked like they were at the hotel bar
that they tried to convert to a spa where,
but you can see the people like busting the tables behind.
Oh no, it was bad. And he was like massaging her left calf for like a very awkward amount of time.
Yes. Even though it wasn't that long in actual time, the amount of time he spent rubbing that calf muscle and nothing else made it feel like an eternity.
Yeah. It was also so awkward.
Just so awkward. So cringy. And like, I'm like, what are you guys, what is the point here? Can we just watch some dudes and ladies, wrestle?
Yeah.
And have it have some kind of point. Like, I feel like you can have people wrestle and it, the stakes, it's like when two sports teams fight.
Yes, go on.
When they play against each other, mm-hmm. or like when two boxers fight, two MMA guys fight, they're fighting to win for the idea of like winning a title or winning an increase in the rankings or whatever. It doesn't have to, and like you see them after the fight though, and often they're like, they hug, like even though they've just been beating the hell out of each other,
yep.
They're like, hey, and I can't imagine like having someone knock my lights out and then get up after it and be like, hey man, that was a good fight.
Yeah. It's like their job.
Yeah. I mean, that's just their job. And as long as their shoes are clean, it's fine. But
is that a callback?
Yeah, it's a callback. It just feels really forced to me to have to like, I know that this was the thing that got you interested.
No. Yeah, I know.
But now it's like, how do you feel about it now?
It was dumb. But I was also like, I don't get the point of why they're showing us this. Like, was it because Rusev was being drafted at that time? Like, how do we get here?
Why are the TV executives showing it?
Yeah.
If we're to believe that this is like a real thing between Rusev and Lana and Bobby Lashley, where they are engaging in this on-air infidelity. Like, why is the TV network not going, oh, don't show this. This is in poor taste. This needs to be taken to HR, not shown on.
Wouldn't that be funny if like the HR lady walked in? We've got some stuff to go over. Some paperwork.
You folks are going to have to not. You can't behave like this at work.
You really can't.
This is not acceptable work behavior. Which I would love to see. But then they would get then the person that WWE would get, the way they would write it, it would be so corny. It would be like so like utterly ridiculous. They need to get like the people from Suits to write it. Hire some writers from Suits.
Okay, step one.
Step one, get the writers from Suits. Step two,
get some Suits.
This episode brought to you by recently canceled Suits.
Well, they probably want some work if they
exactly. got canceled. That's what I'm saying. I don't think they got canceled. I think they just, finished.
It's been a long run.
Yeah, but it's just the idea. It's like, and like, there's no Rusev to speak of. It's like, do they only cheat? Does she only like engage in these acts with Lashley on Monday nights while Rusev, I guess, is supposed to be busy, but they're all supposed to be busy at work?
Like, he wasn't there.
Never saw him.
So what where was point? He?
Yep. What was he doing? Oh, he was.
Oh, he wasn't at the spa with them. Yeah. He was at home.
Yeah. I'm not saying that you can't do an angle, like some kind of a lover's quarrel angle that works, but this ain't it. This ain't it, Chief. Oh, that's a good time for your word of the day.
Oh, okay.
The word of the episode. Cool. Angle.
Angle?
Angle. In wrestling, an angle is, it's like the story you're telling. Or like the thing that the wrestler, I should like write these down first. She rolled her eyes.
That's two eye rolls.
Yeah. Keep up with that as well. There'll be a big prize at the end of the season, which of course will never happen because wrestling never ends.
It never ends.
Yeah. But an angle is like the thing you're doing. It's the story you're telling. It's
trajectory.
Like, yeah. Like the, it's the thing.
No, maybe not.
Yeah. I mean, you're sort of like your angle can have a trajectory. Like with the goal of an angle is like, we're going to try to get this guy. Oh, I can't use that one. That's another term I'd have to teach you. Anyway, so angle.
Did I get one last week?
Yes.
Did we say it?
Uh-huh.
I haven't listened, so I don't know.
Yeah, but you already, it was,
oh,
you
yeah,
already
it was
knew.
Heel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
So you got face and heel.
No, that was going to be my thing, is you were going to be like, do you remember all the words that I've taught you so far?
Oh.
And I was going to be da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Okay, what was the one I just taught you?
Angle.
I really thought you were going to be like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I've already forgotten. Then we had another another thing that makes you go like, what are we doing here? What kind of, I guess it is sort of the circus idea where it's just like, oh, you don't want to watch the two athletic guys wrestling? Well, how about this sexy massage thing? And it's like, oh, you don't like that? Well, what about Tyson Fury signing a contract for his match against Braun Strowman?
I was so confused as to why they were sitting on two sides of a catering table. And then I was like, what yes. are they doing?
Please try to explain that scene from your vantage okay. point.
Braun Strowman
mm-hmm.
is in the ring. He's talking to Jerry Lawler. They're talking about some stuff. I didn't have the sound on, so I don't know what they were saying, but I can only imagine. Okay.
What do you imagine they were saying?
They were talking about, you getting ready for your crown jewel, blah, 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 right? Is that mm-hmm. what it's called?
Yeah. Good
it's going to be in Saudi Arabia. Are you ready? Type of thing. And then Tyson Fury comes out from up there. He makes an entrance, and he's got this Miami-looking outfit on
with yeah.
birds and flowers and white jeans and just all kinds of stuff going on there. And he's like smiling at everybody and finger guns and everything else. And then he gets down to the ring and he gets in and he pulls up a chair at this table. And I'm like, what is happening? Then he gets his own microphone and they start going back and forth about, you're going to get these hands. And then he's like, I don't really care. Do I look scared? And then they have them sign this piece of paper.
The contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then somebody broke the table with the other guy, and then it was over.
So Braun got mad and and smashed the table.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then Tyson Fury, like, kind of made a joke out of it, it felt like, because acted like he was going to break the pin and then acted like he couldn't.
That was funny.
And then broke it and then just was, like, smiling and waving and walked off.
Bye.
Yeah, it was like, it's sort of like he was just, I mean, I guess maybe it's not that he's supposed to be, like, making fun of the situation. He's trying to show Braun Strowman how not scared he is.
Yeah, nonchalant. Maybe
that's, the story he's trying to tell. I actually did think that Tyson Fury did a good job in the middle of that when he was saying the thing about, he was saying some stuff about basically, like, you know, Braun, it's like, you're the dick here, because I came to SmackDown because I was actually a fan of yours. I was there at SmackDown with my family because I've been watching you for the last couple of years and, like, really just wanted to get a chance to see you, you know, up close or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
He seemed like he was being kind of complimentary, and then Braun was just being a dick. And it's like, it's so strange the way that Braun Strowman's career has gone, because it's like he sometimes, and it seems like the Big Show had the same problem. I don't know if you know the Big Show, but he's also a great big guy. He's like the biggest athlete in professional sports. I think used to be because he's like 7'4" or something. Jeez. And very, very, very large man. They have this problem with these, like, huge guys where it's like people are happy to see them because they're like an attraction. It's like, wow, you don't see a guy like that just out in the real world. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like almost a little bit like a sideshow. Mm-hmm. Or just like, wow, get a load of that guy. So people are kind of like in awe of them. So you sort of want to cheer for them because they can just do these things that you don't see. You can't see a normal person do, like flip over a truck or something. She made a real big, like, what?
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Did
what?
He do that?
Oh, sure. Oh, man. When you get to the point when you learn about Braun Strowman, we can.
Okay.
Speaking of learning about somebody, so I accidentally ruined this during the thing, but on your learn a little bit more about Ricochet.
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to act surprised?
No, but I told you after you said, what was the thing you said about him?
I think I said something about what a gorgeous specimen of a man or something like
that. You
said
something like that. And then I said, does it ruin it for you at all to learn
that
he's.
No, you didn't say that. You said, and he's from Kentucky. And then you were like, oh, and you kind of backpedaled a little bit.
Yeah.
You were like, does that ruin it for you?
Yeah. Well, how I wanted to say it was, but thank you for, let's take that again. I just said it without thinking. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, shoot. That was how I was going to say it the other way on the podcast.
Okay, we'll say it how you want to say it.
So does it ruin it for you at all to know that he's from Kentucky? No, you don't have to act like you didn't know. That's all staying in.
Okay.
I'm not cutting any of that out.
Well, I said, oh, yeah, I don't like him anymore earlier, but I was joking. I don't care. Kentucky's fine.
Okay.
Got chicken.
Have you heard him talk? At all?
I don't know. That's the weirdest thing. I don't think I've ever heard him talk. I've never heard his entrance music either.
His entrance music is great. It's talking.
Maybe it's not good?
Less so.
It's not good? Is it like high-pitched?
Oh, no. I mean, his voice is fine. He's just not like...
He's not a good talker?
It's not his strength.
Oh, no.
But I mean, it doesn't have to be.
Oh.
Everybody doesn't need to be... Not everybody has to be a great talker. I mean, because Ricochet does things in the ring that other people cannot. So it's like, hey, that's fine. And I actually saw he left a comment on there's a wrestling, like, wrestling Instagram I follow that was saying something about him, saying, like, that he should be just being very complimentary about him. And he left a comment on it, though, that said, like, no, that guy can't talk for beans.
Aww.
He didn't say beans. Like, he needs to learn how to, whatever. He was being funny about it. So it's like, he knows what people's, like, knock on him is. But it's like you said, what was the thing? What's the podcast you were listening to, you said?
I don't know. I don't want to get it wrong because I don't. Well, that's the only. It has to be that, right? Because that's the only wrestling thing that I listen to.
I
was like trying to think. Like I don't want to like.
This is not like a big deal.
The wrong thing. I was listening to the We Watch Wrestling podcast, and they were just kind of saying like, Rick Shea's great, but like he doesn't really have like a story or anything, so he's kind of boring. And I was like, oh.
That hurts you, but it's kind of true because it's like they're not doing anything with him. I mean, they're letting him come out there and show that he's real good, mm-hmm. but to no end. There's like there's no trajectory. Uh-huh. He doesn't have an angle right now.
No angle.
Why on earth were we talking about that?
What?
All of that.
Oh, because he had a match with.
Yeah, but we were in the middle of talking about that Tyson Fury Braun Strowman thing.
Idea.
Oh boy.
It was his birthday. Maybe you just had him on your mind.
Well, I don't know. The thing I was going to say about the Tyson Fury thing was, there's an interesting angle to that. Like there is the thing of like he's going, you know what? I actually liked you, mm-hmm. and now you're being rude. Oh, and I was talking about how he's got a real weird, a thing of, like sometimes they'll just. Go back and forth real willy-nilly on it. Looks like Braun's supposed to be the bad guy in this situation with Tyson Fury because you can't really make the big celebrity from right. outside of wrestling be the bad guy. But at the same time, people like Braun Strowman. So it's like, what are we doing then? What's the deal? And yeah. it's like, you don't have either just, I mean, I guess I don't know how they're going to do it. Maybe they won't treat one like the bad guy and one like the good guy, but you know they'll just let them go and fight.
What was the reason behind why they started fighting in the first place? I know he was there in the crowd. Tyson was there in the crowd watching him, but I don't remember.
And then Braun Strowman came over there and kind of got in his face a little bit about something, saying something. And then he like sort of threw somebody into him. Yeah. And then Tyson Fury jumped over the guardrail to come at him. And then everybody was trying to keep him away from each other. And then they had the thing where Tyson came out and asked for his apology. And then Braun said, you cannot have an apology.
You cannot
have an apology. You can have these hands. And then this is the same joke I made last week. It's like, and then Tyson Fury said, well, no, you can have these hands. And then everyone came out and said, no.
No hands.
Don't let them hold hands.
Put your hands away.
Put their hands up away from each other. Like, save it for Saudi Arabia. But also Tyson is probably kind of canceled. He said some real upsetting things in the past.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. And you want to maybe, I don't know.
I don't really want to look into it. Just believe you that he's canceled.
He's kind of, I mean.
He's kind of canceled. I like that. You're like tentative cancellation on this
There
guy.
Seems to be a tentative cancellation on Tyson, which is weird, which is kind of a bummer because like my introduction to him, and I didn't talk about this on the last one, but I wanted to. Like my introduction to him was he's been like really, really open about mental health stuff. Because he's talked really openly about how like he was ready to commit suicide, and even though he's like a big successful boxer man, mm-hmm. And you know, and just like it doesn't matter how big you are, how tough you are, how successful you are, your brain chemistry is not something you can just fight with your fists or your willpower sometimes. Like sometimes you need,
that sounds good.
Yeah. Sometimes you need professional help. And it's like, I'm going, wow, that is a really, what's the word?
Profound.
And like, it's a really like hopeful, helpful message. But then apparently he's also, and I don't know any of this firsthand. I've just seen like stuff about it, like here and there. I haven't seen the actual instances of any of the stuff. So I don't know. But I've definitely heard the rumblings of people saying like, oh no, he's said like really homophobic and like transphobic stuff in the past. And I'm like, ooh, that's not good. No. So it's tough when you're like, oh man, you've got a real good thing going here.
Yeah.
And then there's also a bad thing here. And like, what's the balance on that?
Yikes.
So I don't know, man.
Well, that was a really good way to handle it by saying it that way.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thanks. Yeah. All right. That makes me feel a little better. So, yeah. So I don't know if folks, if we need to put a hard cancel on him, let us know.
He's just tentative right now.
It's a tentative cancellation, but that really did. I mean, seeing this stuff and apparently he's done stuff like I'd seen other people talking about how him talking about the mental health stuff had inspired them or helped them to do things. And I was like, it's weird when you're trying to go like, oh man, how do you measure the weight of a person, you know, like on a person's soul, really? Like, how do you weigh that? Like, this person has done helpful things mm-hmm. on this side of the scale,
yeah,
and then said bad things on this side of the scale, and you go, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
It's tough trying to figure these things out.
And we don't have to.
Yeah, I mean, it's not up to us to figure it out. Only Twitter can judge. but you know, it's you kind of wrestle. Oh, wink. You kind of wrestle with these things when you've got people. I don't know. Hopefully, I would love to hear him come out and address the things that people have problems with that he said in the past. Mm-hmm. And it's the past as far as, I mean, it may be the past of like 6 months ago.
Right.
Who knows? Someone else. I haven't looked into it, but I would love to hear if it would be nice if like something would happen where he'd go, let me address this. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a bad, please don't cancel me.
But the important part, what did you think about his outfit, his shirt?
I thought his outfit was very Miami, like you said. That was a perfect explanation of it.
But how did you feel in your soul when you looked at it? Did you like it or did
he's
you not like,
a strangely built guy. He's so big. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I feel like I sort of don't expect to see a guy that, his proportions are odd.
Yeah, they are really weird.
He's like a
long
short
torso.
Or I was going to say, it's like he's got a long legs, really long arm, and kind of a short torso.
Maybe I'm thinking just because whenever he like leaned down to do something and he was like facing the opposite way of us.
Yeah.
His shirt came up a lot. And I was like, oh, honey, they couldn't get you a tall enough shirt.
You got to go to the big and tall store, my man. but it was an outfit that I could see on someone else going like, whoa, pretty sharp there, buddy. You are ready for a night out on the town.
I think the whole point was he was just like, I'll stop there. I'm going to stop at Starbucks. I'm going to stop at
WWE
Raw,
real quick.
And then I'm going to go like,
then I'm going
to
out
farmer's
on the town.
Market. And then I'm
going
to
I imagine he's going like out clubbing.
Really?
I could see.
Have you ever been clubbing?
Oh boy. I could see him not standing in line. I could see him wearing that in the VIP section of some
you're right.
dance club.
Yeah, you're right.
Very loud bottle service. All of the things that prove I've been to a club.
You're like, I've heard like three or four rap songs in the mid-2000s.
Look, I've been to Rayford's. And it's like, but they're going to have a match at Crown Jewel, mm-hmm. which is on Halloween. And
in the afternoon. So we're going to have to wake up early to watch this. 1 p.m.
Well, so far I have not watched any of these Saudi Arabia events and considering
there's other ones.
Oh, this is like the third, maybe fourth Saudi Arabia event they've done.
I thought it was like,
it's all kind of blood money. It's also like there's kind of a thing where people don't want to watch it because it's also Saudi Arabia is kind of canceled. Look, there's a lot of weird stuff that did not. It's like, so like one of the Saudi Arabia events, Daniel Bryan said, I'm not going. And it was like, he said that, I want to say maybe John Cena was the only other one that was like, I'm not going.
No, I'm not going.
And then Sami Zayn was not allowed to go because of where he's from, his ethnic background. And of course, the women aren't allowed to wrestle.
Oh, no, then I won't be watching.
Yeah. But they do these things. It's like, apparently it's like so much money that they kind of can't not do it. But you could it's like, then the shareholders would be like, that's what happens when you have a company that's publicly, they go like, what do you mean?
You don't like money.
Yeah. Look at all this money. I mean, and not like I'm saying, I think Vince McMahon has the kind of scruples that would make him turn down money,
love that word.
Scruples.
Yeah.
I
do.
I
scruples. Can that be the name of this episode?
What was, there was something else I was thinking. It was going to be something suits related, but scruples is pretty scruple good suits? Too. Scruple suits. Get on your scruple suits and listen to Addicted to Drama. A2D scruple suits. Yeah, there's like a whole thing with, I've been trying to sort of like shield you from some of that stuff.
Thanks.
Just to give you like, well, because I want you, before I throw you in the deep end of like, all right, look, there's blood money going on here. And it's like, there's a,
yeah, that's true. You know, I'm glad you didn't.
I'm kind of trying to like ease you into all of the, and there's been so, there's so many times where it's like stuff happens and I start to tell you something like a behind the scenes thing. I'm like, okay. But I'm like, maybe let you get your feet into the, you know, get up to your knees in the pool.
I'm still learning all the names.
Yeah. Before I start dropping stuff. All right, now here's what happened with this guy, you know, in the back. Right. So we'll work our way up to some of that stuff. Yeah.
We'll take the training wheels off eventually.
Yeah. But I'm curious to know like what they're going to do, because it's like Tyson and Braun, like, are they going to have a wrestling match? He's a boxer. And apparently he is a wrestling fan, and he has actually been training at the Performance Center for this. Hmm. Like the thing I heard was that he's been training really hard, like because he doesn't want to get in there and embarrass himself. But I'm also like, but he's, even if he has been training really hard, it's like boxing is not the same as wrestling, and you can't just learn it in a couple months, I don't think.
Well, I'll let you know in a couple months.
Okay. You think I'm not going to be there also? Are you kidding me?
I really want to.
All right, here we go, folks. If we get 100 new Patreon, we have to go. We'll do a YouTube series.
Oh yeah.
Of our training for wrestling. Oh,
just
boy.
Eating like 6 chicken breasts a day and spinach juice and celery juice.
Oh, it's going to be so fun. Let's go to the gym. When we get done recording this, go to the 24-hour gym, start clanging and banging that iron.
No, thank you. I'm just kidding. Taco Bell.
We need to go. Isn't it great that the 24-hour gym I'm thinking of is right across the street from the Taco Bell?
Yeah, I'm a member of that gym.
Well, then what
Why
are we
laughing?
Waiting for?
Because
you were like, oh no. But okay. It's like we could go there. There was one night when we left here, I think after we had done something wrestling related, and I was just going like, man, I really would like to just go to the gym right now.
Well, you can be my guest. You can go clang and bang. What did you say?
Go. That's like a thing The Rock says.
Oh, okay, well, you could do that, and I'll just.
He's up at 4 in the morning, clanging and banging.
We could be up at 4 in the morning.
Clanging and banging.
From last night.
That's the thing is, you got to go to bed at like 8 o'clock, then get up at.
A.M.?
P.M. Then get up at like 3 a.m., start lifting them weights, cocaine.
What I was going to say was, you can clang and bang all you want. I'll just be walking on the treadmill with a nice soothing.
You're
going to
be
podcast.
The cardio. Your wrestling style is cardio. Yeah. You're like, yeah, I can just, I really don't get winded. I can walk around the ring for a really long time. I'm doing these.
As long as it's really flat.
Yeah.
No incline.
I don't want to get touched or pushed down or what do you imagine your wrestling style is going to be?
Oh man, I don't know.
You were carrying that small keg earlier today.
And you took it from me as if I couldn't.
No, I took it from you as if to say I was going to go get that. I had asked you which one you wanted to do so that I could go get it
for literally no one.
Well, I'm just saying. I'd say it's for literally everyone.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. What's your wrestling style going
to
be?
No, you're the one that wants to just do cardio.
No, I was a mess em up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
No,
I wasn't a mess em up.
So the next match, all right, we can talk about what we think our wrestling styles would be, our persona. Let's work on it.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, keeping in mind, I have already been working on this for the last 60 years. So I already know. I already have a lot of ideas about my wrestling personality. Okay. I've already made versions of myself on so many wrestling games, on so many wrestling video
that's
games.
That's a thing I could do.
Yeah.
We have that.
We do.
Oh, the new one comes out soon.
Sure does.
Wait.
It's going to be trash.
Isn't it like really soon?
Very soon.
Like, is it already
within
out?
A week? No.
Okay. You know the date.
It's the 20th or the 22nd?
21st.
21st, maybe?
I'm going to say 21st because you skipped over that one.
I'm trying to remember what the number looked like on the screen. I'm like visualizing it. I feel like it either said.
I think it was 21.
Well, all right. Maybe. Hey, if it's anywhere within that, we got it. So the next match was Buddy Murphy versus Cedric Alexander.
Was that the guy with the shorts?
Yes. Okay. That was the guy with the interesting pants. Mm-hmm. And that was one hell of a match. For my money, those two guys are both out there trying to kill each other.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And trying to kill themselves in the service of killing each other. Mm-hmm. Two 205 Live guys who were just really trying to make the most of their screen time on the big show, but not that guy. And I think it worked. I think they did a great job.
Yeah, it was good.
It was a good match, but it was like, what was the point of it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was just cool.
Did any of the matches tonight, in fact, have a point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Becky and Charlotte.
Was decided to determine the first pick.
Mm-hmm. That was the point.
All right. And then the Kabuki Warriors versus Natalya and Lacey Evans, who just last week we saw have another in a series of matches of these two couldn't stand each other and were saying mean things to each other and just trying to kill each other. And now all of a sudden they want to be a team.
Did they explain that at all?
I think they may have. Okay. Natalya may have said something about, last week Lacey took her to her limit. She realized she needed someone that could push her to those kind of limits to blah, blah, blah. And I'm not saying you can't do a thing. People have done good stuff before where they have like two people that don't get along becoming a good tag team, but there was just like no setup for this whatsoever. You just put in a little bit of work, guys. That seems to be such a problem with WWE too, is for me, it's the thing where it feels like they hate people that watch the show all the time.
You did say that last week.
Yeah. It's that. Like, it's, I think I said it last week that it's like they punish.
Yeah.
It's like they want to punish the people that pay attention and they only care about catering to the people who aren't watching or don't care. Mm. And just have something that builds up to them being a good team or them becoming a team. Have them like, just to go like, all right, yeah, last week we fought for a long time and we had fought for a long time the night before that and then the week before that. And now we're a tag team with no real, like, they did a cool thing where Cesaro and Sheamus were having a series of, I think it was like a best of seven series. And that's cool because it gives you something even if there's not like a title on the line or something, right. It's for to prove who's better. Mm-hmm. Two big pale guys fighting to see who's better from Europe. Two big pale Europeans fighting to see who's better. But they just like, at one point, then the general manager of Raw was like, you guys are, if you can't, like, for some reason, he put them together in a tag team with the idea of like, you guys are both really good. You need to figure out, like, they were ruining each other's match. I don't know. Who cares? The point is, they were like, he was like, you guys have to learn to have to learn to work together or you're both fired. Mm. And there's a reason for it, at least.
Yeah.
But just to have her go, even though last week she was spitting on me or whatever, now we're friends to fight these guys.
Does she always wear the Josie and the Pussycats ears every week?
That is kind of one of her things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
She's a cat lady.
She's a cat woman.
When we start watching Total Divas.
Oh, can't wait.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. I might have to start without you. I'm honestly so ready to watch.
When we start watching Total Divas. Yes.
Okay.
When we start watching Total Divas, you'll learn about some of that stuff.
Okay. Is Lacey on it?
No.
Okay, good. I don't like her.
Or maybe she is now. I don't know.
Oh, geez.
But I mean, there's like 9 seasons of Total Divas or something for you to catch up on. I think it's on Hulu. It's definitely on the WWE Network. I don't know if it's on.
E, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
is Keeping Up with the Kardashians on Hulu?
I think so.
And then finally we had the Seth making good on his promise to go fiend hunting tonight. But he shows up in the Firefly Funhouse and beats Bray up, and then says, Bray is like, what have you done?
Why are you doing this? Please no.
Yeah. Or like, oh, what have you done? Like, oh, yeah. You're going to let him loose now. He's the only, I think that was what he was getting at. Was like this, no, don't do this. This is all that's keeping him. It's like, I like the idea that Bray is scared of the Fiend.
Yeah. He like Bray doesn't have any control over.
And completely treats it as it's not him in a costume. it's a totally different entity.
Yeah.
And then Seth made good on his promise to literally burn it down very quickly setting fire to the Firefly Funhouse set, which was hilariously obviously soaked in gasoline or whatever, because
I thought that the table had like I saw the table had like a strip of like something like
flammable,
some sort of an accelerant.
Yeah,
that was for you Forensic Files fans out there. There was an accelerant, but the rest of it, like the walls and stuff, it looked like fake. Like, I don't know, like what were they, did you think it looked real? Like it looked like it was actually fire on the walls?
It was 100%.
Really?
It yes.
looked fake to me.
No, I mean, you could see the scorch marks on the stuff as it was catching fire and then falling out. Like there was one of the picture frames fell off and you could see where it burned, where it caught more on fire and then burned up and fell off.
Anyway, who cares?
Doing it fake somehow would require more work.
Yeah, you're probably right.
WWE is just going to set something on fire, whether that's safe for the performers or not.
Yikes.
Like, you know, I just remember thinking, I was like, well, I hope they're doing this outside. Because imagine if, I was like, imagine at whatever arena they're at. And then all of a sudden it's like, what? Is somebody setting a fire? Like the people that just work at that arena that aren't contracted, you know, aren't WWE employees.
You don't
just
think
going
they
like,
filmed it ahead of time and they just threw it in at the end?
No, maybe. Sure. But also that would require more work.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And there's so much stuff with WWE. They've got all this money and all this production and stuff, and there's still sometimes they do things what seems like the absolute quickest, cheapest way. but
I mean, it's like you got to think it's such a quick turnaround time on like production of anything. Like they do all these things. I don't know.
But they have a multi-million dollar, like they could do stuff so many other ways. I mean, sometimes that looks worse when they do try to do things ahead of time.
Yeah.
Sometimes that makes it look more, it looks too polished, or it's like, it doesn't look polished enough, but it looks just like enough for you to go like, oh, they did this earlier.
Yeah.
So it's hard with us. We wrestling fans are.
I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter either way. It's just like
no
furthering the story.
No, it doesn't. Just like everything in life. It does not matter any which way.
Checking the Twitter.
Wow, really? Well, I'm seeing if we had any questions.
Oh, yeah, you can tweet at us if you have any questions.
Yeah, at KICTM Podcast, or you can tweet to both of us directly at the Chris Haley, at Bummer Spice.
That's us.
And the links to our Twitters are also in the show notes, which you can find at keepitclosetome.com. You can also find the episodes early at patreon.com/thechrishaley. Which we hope that if you are not one of our Patreon pals yet, you will become one. Early episodes, behind the scenes, bonus stuff, all that kind of goodies. So, Kate, overall, what was your take on Raw this week?
It was okay.
Yep.
It was okay.
Yep.
Wasn't my fave. I wasn't like, I was super compelled to watch the man, of course.
Mm-hmm.
She's my fave right now. But the rest was just kind of all right.
Yep. That's fair. That's fair.
Can I say that?
Yeah, totally. You can say whatever you want, except cusses.
No more cusses.
I did all the cussing earlier. And what
did you think?
It was totally an episode of Raw. Okay. It's definitely just an episode of Raw.
All right.
With you take the draft stuff out of there, it was like, what was the point of anything? The Viking Raiders won the tag championships. Who cares? Like, I mean, I don't know, man. Looking forward to AEW this week. Really looking forward to seeing how that goes. I hope we can watch that. Are we working on Wednesday?
I don't know.
I guess someone will have
to. Would you rather us be working so we can watch it at work, or would you rather us not be working and have to hang out outside of work?
I'm fine with that, but also I know that I am working. I just didn't know if you, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I am working because, yeah, cut this out. Did you just dab?
Yep.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, so I guess that's it.
We already did the whole, like.
We did all the stuff.
The whole.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Follow the things. Talk to us on social. Tell your friends if you like wrestling.
Yeah.
And enjoy this podcast. Let us know anything you want to let us know. We'll see you next time. Just keep watching more wrestling.
Keep watching wrestling.
Just constant, nonstop wrestle watching. Please. Please.
Don't forget to watch your wrestling.
Taking a drink break.